Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As I said in Bible class on Sunday, Good Friday is not a sad or somber day. The first Good Friday was, of course, when any innocent person is openly hated or treated unjustly or abused or tortured or mocked or killed. That's always a sad thing. When that person is an especially kind and decent person, it's even sadder. When that person is the very Lord of life, the God of creation, who specifically came into human flesh for the sole purpose of saving fallen mankind, the word sad doesn't come close to describing it. But for whom was it really sad? Some of the women in Jerusalem were sad for Jesus. They wept over him and mourned for him as he made his way to the place of a skull. But Jesus corrected them, didn't he? "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For indeed the days are coming in which they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts which never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things in the green wood, what will be done in the dry?" In spite of all that he had suffered and was still about to suffer, things would turn around for Jesus in just a couple days. Yes, even by the end of that Good Friday, although his body was lifeless and lying in the tomb, his soul was at peace in paradise. So if you're going to be sad, if you're going to weep for anyone on Good Friday, don't weep for Jesus. Weep for the world. If the wood was still green at the time of Christ, it is surely good and dry by now. If men received the ministry of the sinless, perfect Son of God and hated him for it, how will they react now to the far weaker members of his church? If men were able to sell their lies and deception while the truth himself walked the earth, what limits will there be to the lies they can sell now? Yes, weep for the world. Weep over the lies that have passed for truth. Weep over the wickedness and depravity and violence of men, which will only get worse, just as it did leading up to the great flood and the destruction of nearly all life on earth. Weep for yourself if you refuse the path of escape and salvation that God has been offering for so long, because judgment is coming. And if God allowed judgment to be brought down so severely on his beloved, perfect, innocent Son, what will it be like for sinful men who have rebelled against God and earned his wrath and displeasure? So what is the path of escaping God's righteous judgment against sinners? I'll tell you what it isn't. It isn't the path of denying your own sinfulness. It isn't the path of self-righteousness or of self-improvement. It isn't the path of making up for your own sins or finding redemption in your own deeds. The path of escape from the judgment and condemnation that is coming on the world because of the sins of everyone in the world is faith in Jesus Christ. His agony, anguish, suffering, and death on Good Friday is the thing that makes up for the sins of mankind in the eyes of God. His blood shed for you is what makes God's just requirement that the sinner must suffer and die satisfied. On Good Friday, the sinless one died for the sinner. As St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The same Jesus who became sin for us and suffered for us and died for us is now risen from the dead and calls out in the gospel, "Repent, come to me for forgiveness and rest. I offer it freely. I gave my life so that you might have it." And that is why Good Friday isn't a sad day for those who hear God's gracious invitation. Because you know that Jesus chose the suffering and death on purpose so that you could have rest and forgiveness and a place in his kingdom. You know that by believing in him who was crucified, you are safe from God's wrath. You are a beloved child of God, and you are even safe from the wickedness and depravity of men. Because, as Paul wrote, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So celebrate this day, because it's the day of our Lord's victory over the sin that held us captive and over the devil who thought we were his for eternity. Celebrate this day, because it's the day our Lord went into battle for us and won. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.